again, that the point that I'm saying is that people are believing that when we talk about the cross as the finished work of Christ, that's what they're struggling with. They don't believe that, that it's all finished at Calvary for us.
Well, then, now, let's look at this a moment. If that is, again, it definitely is, in spades, whatever that means, then their faith is not exclusively in Christ and the cross. It's in a mixture of things. And I'm wondering if God would recognize a partial faith. I know he's loving, kind, compassionate, long-suffering, patient. Thank God he is, or I would be the first one out of here. But what we believe is where that's the key to everything.
Right, and you know, let's just say it very simply. The name Jesus goes a long way in heaven. And when a person reaches out to him, the power of that is immense, and we won't ever degrade that. But the issue at hand is, I think, not so much the born-again experience as it is maintaining that relationship with God through faith in the cross and growth through faith in the cross.
What you just said is very important. Being saved.
What did he say?
The scripture simply says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You don't have to understand justification. Right. You don't have to understand sanctification. You don't have to understand the cross. You just call on the Lord, and if you're sincere and believe, you'll be saved. You know, what must I do to be saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and as Paul told the Philippian jailer, thou shalt be saved in thy house. But once you come to Christ and you are born again, you are saved, then that's where the rub begins. See, that's where the belief system kicks in,
right,
to whether we're going to walk in victory and be able to show others and tell others of victory, or whether we're going to live a life of spiritual defeat much of the time, even though saved.
Right, and if saved, spiritual declension. If the, by that I mean the growth process is stopped, but you can't just stop in Christendom. It's, you're going one direction or the other. So a wrong object of faith brings a decline of spiritual maturity. It brings a decline of spiritual growth, and could actually, I believe, eliminate true faith. I believe that a person's faith can be degraded to such a degree that they just release it. They give it up. They walk away from it.
I suspect that millions down through the years fall into this category. They tried to live for God. They tried in the wrong way, totally and completely, and they were not successful, as no one is successful in that capacity, and they just finally got discouraged.
Sure. And the words we hear as pastors are, well, that might be good for you, but I just couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. You might like it, but it was just too hard for me. I just couldn't live up to it, or I always, you know, whatever the case, I felt like a hypocrite. I couldn't do it. This is all evidence to me that a person had placed their faith in the wrong direction. Right. Some people say, well, those people were never saved. I beg to disagree. There's been powerful salvation experiences that were reduced to rubble and then ultimately wreckage because the individual did not have the right object of faith, was never taught to believe in.
The book of Hebrews is a perfect example of that. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better example. These were individuals who had accepted